Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. We're continuing on with the subject called Upside Down versus Traditional Leadership, and we're doing part five, Ministers to Bring Others into Their God-Given Plans. At the very start of this topic today, I want to mention once again that God is the one who empowers the gifts and talents and abilities in ministers of the gospel. The ministers of the gospel have been put in place by God to train and equip the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry and not the fivefold ministry all the time. The talents, abilities, and anointings have been put into that person, the fivefold ministry people, to train and equip the body of Christ to do God's work, God's will on the earth. We are, as ministers of the gospel, to recognize the talents and abilities in a believer and encourage them forward and to help them grow. We are not in a position to control or dominate them, but we are to help them grow to become born-again, spirit-filled, mature believers that God can use at any time, anywhere around the world for his purposes. Let's now go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, and it says, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." In this scripture, we see very clearly when God made us or formed us in the womb of our mothers, he was already giving us his thoughts, his plans, and what he wanted us to do on the earth. When we're born into this earth physically, from that point onwards, and we start growing as a baby, as a child, as a teenager, we start to look for, at this point of our age, start to look for the plan God has put on the inside of us. We will only become happy when we find what God has put into us and not what we want to put into us. Let me now go through some of the points regarding ministers to bring others into their God-given plans. All people have a God-given plan within themselves, a vision, a hope, and a future. They are discovered when a person is born again, where God reveals to that person what they are and what they have been created for. As ministers of the gospel, we often think that people are sent to our church to fulfill our vision first. But in reality, God sends them to our church so that we can train and equip them to discover their spiritual gifts and to allow them to practice their ministry gifts in a secure environment of a church. We are to bring them into their vision first, and at the same time, our vision will be fulfilled by God as we are faithful to fulfill theirs. We see this in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. In other words, we are, as ministers of the gospel, we are to train and equip them into spiritual maturity that they can do the work of the ministry out there in the world. As pastors of a church, we must remember that the sheep, or the believers, belong to God, the managing director, and he directs when and where the sheep should go. Pastors, in reality, are managers of God's sheep. God will speak directly to the believer first, and if necessary, give a confirmation through another person or the pastor to that believer. John chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. As ministers, we are not to hold back believers from coming into their callings, but with mentorship, guidance, and good advice, give them every opportunity possible to come in to do their ministry. Again, Jesus is our example. The ministers or pastors' level of spiritual maturity and years of experience are to be used to train and equip the believer. In other words, where the ministers and pastors is now the ceiling of their experience should be the floor to or the starting place for a new believer. This is called spiritual fatherhood. Often ministers may feel that their positions and ministries are threatened by younger believers, but be assured that the position and vision that God has given to the minister cannot be copied or duplicated, but it can only be given away or transferred to somebody else if the minister does not want to do it by his choice or he falls into sin. God is not in the retirement business. Every time a minister of the gospel gives away his position, there is a position to step up into the kingdom of God. God is looking for each minister of the gospel to grow in spiritual maturity, to take the next level of accountability and responsibility. A true man of God, a true woman of God, will always have work in the kingdom of God right up to the day they leave the earth to be with the Lord. The next scripture I want to share with you is about the Apostle John in 3 John chapter 1 verses 9 to 10. And this is what we are not to do. "I wrote to the church, but Diotrephus, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I came, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. In these scriptures, we see quite clearly that this person who is running this church, this leader, does not want anyone else to be number one. In other words, not even Jesus. And anyone who comes to him to do preaching or teaching, he will block and stop, spread malicious nonsense, and even cast them out of the church. This is not the godly order of what God wants in his ministers of the gospel. We are to help each other to grow into ministry. We are to say, how can my ministry help your ministry? Again, I hope you've been challenged by this part 5. Thank you for being with me today. I look forward to part 6 with you. And the topic is called number 6, the vision. And this may explain to you more about what I've been talking about in these first 5 parts and make it more clear. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.